Hello, Paul Auerder speaking for Medscape Infectious Diseases from the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. The recent outbreak of hepatitis A among homeless population in San Diego, with other cases also in Santa Cruz and Los Angeles, California, to me brings to mind several key issues that might be useful for ID clinicians and practitioners in general. First, hepatitis A really, I think, is often viewed as a benign disease, especially since routine immunization in children has really changed the epidemiology such that what was often seen as a asymptomatic disease in children acquired by fecal-oral routes or eating contaminated food or drinking contaminated water has really shifted more to 75% adult cases as opposed to occurring in children. The current outbreak in San Diego, the public health department there, as of mid-October of 2017, has reported 507 cases. 69% were hospitalized, and the mortality rate was 3.7%. Contrast this to the last reported national surveillance from the CDC for hepatitis A in 2015, where there were only 1,390 cases reported in the country, and a 1% mortality, 47% hospitalization rate. So what's happening in San Diego seems more severe. Why? It could be the population is seeking care later, is being identified as ill later. They're a more chronically ill population, or perhaps there's some strain virulence factors as well. If fulminant hepatitis does develop, the mortality rate's 90%. So I think hepatitis A is often not viewed as a severe disease. It certainly can be, and it can lead to death or requirements for liver transplantation. On the flip side, diagnostically, the hepatitis A IgM serology has been the go-to test for this. It's quick, generally widely available, and will be positive with the onset of symptoms and elevated liver function tests 14 to 45 days after acquiring the virus in terms of an incubation period. 99% accuracy is often purported. However, what's happening in this epidemic population is people that may be worried that they could be exposed to hepatitis and not in an at-risk group, such as the homeless, might have a more pedestrian illness, a viral illness, but are requesting to be tested. In this kind of low prevalence population, of course, you start seeing more false positives. This has been reported in the literature as well. And actually, public health officials are having difficulty trying to sort out true positives in this sort of population, although many of these people, of course, don't really develop hepatitis. But the positive assay requires investigation and resources. A hepatitis A RNA test, PCR, can help sort through this, although this is not widely available. So another key point might be that unless if there's truly risk factors and so on, reflex and testing for hepatitis A serology probably should not be the case, and it requires some pre-test probability before ordering that test, or it can create more confusion. The last issue, I think, is just one when we are dealing with public health crises. It's interesting that the vaccine supply in the country has been somewhat exhausted. California State has requested emergency vaccine resources. Merck has had some difficulties in the manufacturing process. So the requirements to try to help stem this epidemic and immunize people is being hindered by a lack of availability. I think this reflects sort of our just-in-time and trying to help minimize costs and so on in terms of manufacturing and stocking. I'm not sure there's any easy solutions from a public health perspective, but this is just one of the challenges as we face an epidemic, which really has not been something that has been on the radar in many years after the introduction of routine immunization. But obviously, there is still at-risk populations. So thank you for listening, and I certainly hope the hepatitis A cases do decline, although there have been predictions that this can go on for months or even longer, given how this virus can be spread. Thank you.